My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A couple of weeks ago, actually day one of making the switch over to 96.5 The Fan, we sat down with Mitch Holthus. And Mitch Holthus said a couple of statistics that have really stuck with me over the course of the last couple of weeks, and I'm so inclined to play it for you. Here is the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, the legendary voice. Here's some stats that Mitch Holthus told me a couple of weeks ago.
But I will tell you, the Chiefs are better. This is a better team than they were a year ago. Because I asked this question, we'll do this discussion again before the season starts probably. You think the Chiefs are going to go 4-4 at home? You think the Chiefs are going to go minus 11 in the giveaway takeaway? Think the Chiefs are going to have 45 drops? And the third level's open for business again? Just put all those things and put it and go, maybe not. Think they're going to have to face a December where they had to face 5 straight opponents with 9 or 14 days rest? No. I'm telling you, it's on. It's on. But the rest of the division will be better. I agree with that. But so are the Chiefs.
That was Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He makes some fantastic points about this team heading into this season. I believe the Chiefs are better at every position than they were a season ago, aside from corner. We talked a lot about corner yesterday. Now, they're not better at quarterback than they were last season, but running back-wise, I think there's a chance that they're better at running back this year. Isaiah Pacheco continues to be one of the better running backs in the league, but I do like Carson Steele. I think the addition of Piran can be that Jerick McKinnon type that can catch it out of the backfield. We'll see with their offensive line. Their offensive line cannot be more penalized than it was last year. They were the most penalized offensive line in the National Football League. We don't have to talk about the wide receiver room. Their wide receiver room right now, let's say the Hollywood Brown doesn't play a single snap of football this season. Their wide receiver room in week one is better than it was at any point than it was last season. You now know what Rashee Rice is. The return of Juju Smith-Schuster. You got Mecole Hardman here off the jump. Justin Watson. Their wide receiver room is already better than it was a year ago. You could argue that their tight end room is better because of a draft pick that you made and now knowing how to manage Travis Kelce's body a little bit better. We can go up and down this roster. I think the Chiefs are better and more complete in almost every single area than they were last year. I don't think they're going to have the lulls offensively this season that they had last year. With the great Patrick Mahomes, with the great Travis Kelce, and all the advantages that the Chiefs have as an organization, the Chiefs last season were 17th in points scored. By definition, the 2023 Kansas City Chiefs were below average offensively. You have now fixed that problem. I think we are talking about a team that is top 10 offensively and defensively. So if you can score and stop the other team from scoring, and you're also going to be well coached, and you got the best quarterback and best player in the game, you tell me how you beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It is going to take some combination of injuries to knock out the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to take you, the opponent, playing your A-plus or A-level game to do so, and it's going to take the Chiefs having a bad night. I think at the end of this season, we could be talking about the most complete Chiefs team that we've seen. I think the team that lost to Tampa Bay is actually the best team that they've had. They just fell apart at the end because of injuries on the offensive line. I think this team has a chance to be as good and as talented as that team if that wide receiver room comes together the way that we think it can, if that cornerback room develops the way that the Chiefs believe it can be. Rob, we are talking about one of the most complete teams that we've seen during the Mahomes era.
What Mitch Holtis has explained there, a fancy term for it is good regression. The Chiefs are too good of a team to be, 4-4 at home? That ain't happening at Arrowhead ever again. Now, A, the schedule is just easier this year at Arrowhead than last year. But B, it's not happening again. Minus 11 in takeaways? Minus 11. Like, that would imply that the defense isn't taking the ball away from anyone, which last year's defense, despite all its greatness, didn't do that. And the Chiefs are going to hemorrhage the ball. That's not happening again. Like, those things are going to regress back to the norm, and you're going to see positive regression. I don't know if this Chiefs team is as good as that 2020 team. I agree with you. That team that lost the Bucs is the best version of the Chiefs I've seen. Maybe this team's not as good as that team, but this team has a chance to look more like the 2022 Chiefs. And the 2022 Chiefs were what? The one seed in the AFC, went to the Super Bowl and beat a good Eagles team. That's kind of what I think this Chiefs team can be. And that's why if you're the Ravens, and we've talked about it a lot this week, or the Bills, or any team, you have to be kicking yourself, because every stat Mitch Holtis laid out shows you that last year was the year to get the Chiefs. Their wide receiver room featured me, you, bum, scrubs, plumbers, whatever J.J. Redick said about Bob Cousy's era, it was those guys. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. It was 4-4 at Arrowhead, one of the more difficult places in the NFL to go win. They were 500 at home. That's not, everyone goes 500 at home. That's bad. The Panthers had two home wins. Like, that's bad by the Chiefs. Still, they won the Super Bowl. They were turning the ball over, right? We've never seen before. Kadarius Toney may have been playing for FanDuel last season, and it doesn't matter because the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Mitch is right. Some of those stats are going to be positive regression, and you're going to see more normalcy in the Chiefs. The schedule, I don't want to get in the minutia of the schedule thing with the December. Their December schedule also is weird again this year, but that's going to be the case every year when you're the Chiefs, but it's not going to be as brutal, to his point. So there is a lot of reason for optimism, and some of that reason is just if the Chiefs get back to looking like regular, the Chiefs are going to be a light years better.
I think we know that the drops are going to be improved from this year than last year. I think that goes without saying. I think Mahomes is going to be better with the football this year than he was last year. I mean, last season, Patrick Mahomes was fourth in the NFL in interceptions. The only quarterbacks that threw more interceptions than he did last year in the regular season was Sam Howell, who is not a starter in the league, Josh Allen, who is a turnover machine, and Jalen Hurts, who significantly regressed from 2022 to 2023. So I expect the Chiefs to be a lot better at protecting the football because of Mahomes' mistakes, and they had plenty of other mistakes on their offense. I mean, there are only three teams that were worse in the turnover differential than they were: Atlanta, Minnesota, and Washington. All three of those teams changed quarterbacks at the end of the season. They also were tied with New England, another team that changed their quarterback at the end of the season. So if you were just looking at some very simple ways that the Chiefs are going to improve and be a better team this upcoming season, they were 4-4 last year at home. They were a 500 team at one of the most difficult places to play. I also just think they're going to be a lot better at protecting the football this season than they were last year. I don't expect those numbers to continue for the Chiefs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.